This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Happy Station Show. It's very nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. Today, you know, really, this show almost didn't happen. And what I mean by that is I think this week we had full of gremlins, not just in our studio, but also in our area. We were having a major computer problem that was causing a lot of crashing. That was fixed. And then on Tuesday, the day that actually we went into the studio to record this show, a bigger problem. A major thunder and lightning storm with rain that was like Niagara Falls, which in the process, about an hour before recording, blew up two transformers in the area and put our whole area into darkness for about 6 hours until they were repaired. And then we actually finally came into the studio and realized there's a water problem. Not a big water problem. There was no damage or anything like that. But unfortunately, when it rains really, really hard and the wind blows from a certain direction, water seeps in the walls where we are. And the smell is just awful. Can anything else go wrong? Anyway, it's very nice to have you with me. Today, we're going to be bringing you part two of Flash Frisbone, the only DJ who could never hold down a job. And also, we're going to be joined by Dave Marthouse, who has a little bit of the inside scoop of Flash and how Flash was created. So we have that, some of your music, as well as some information that we will give out today. To kick off, we're going to begin with a song that was requested not too long ago for one of our listeners who lives in Quebec, Canada. They actually live in Quebec City in Canada. And he had asked me, he said, have you ever heard of a singer by the name of Pierre Lalonde? And of course I've heard of Pierre Lalonde. I have. That's because I grew up in Montreal. Anyway, we're going to take a listen now to Pierre Lalonde with one of the songs that he recorded in English. Most of his recordings were in French, but he did record a number that were in English. And this one was a big hit for his in Canada. It's an English translation of the song Louise that was made popular by Maurice Chevalier many, many moons ago. Here's Pierre Lalonde and Louise on Happy Station.
Just to see and hear you brings joy I never
Pierre Lalonde and Louise beginning today's edition of Happy Station. You know, there was something else that happened that I didn't mention. Another gremlin that we had was a grounding problem. Every microphone that we turned on had this annoying hum. It sounded like there were bees living in the studio. And tracking down to where the problem was a little bit of a nightmare. What had happened, we'd actually had an earthquake on Monday. Not a big one, but big enough to actually shake a few wires around and causing problem. And it was one of those things. It was rather funny because we spent Monday, because we had to record something, and we're going, okay, where is this problem? So let's remove this, let's remove this, still there. So let's remove this thing, let's remove that thing, still there. So then we thought, you know what, let's just disconnect everything and reconnect everything. And the problem was still there. 3 hours later, we figured out what it was. It was the simplest little thing. I'll tell you this, we felt like idiots, right, Kevin? Talking to Kevin, our technician, we actually did feel like idiots. It was the silliest thing. Anyway, you're listening to the Happy Station Show. It's very nice to have you with us. And I want to take a moment, actually, to tell you about the PCJ answer line. What is the PCJ answer line? Well, of course, there's a number of ways you can get in touch with us, and I'll give out all that later on in the show. But we have another way now, which is a phone number. You can call us and leave a message up to 3 minutes. The phone number, I'll give in a second, but it's very simple. You know, it's like an answer machine, right? Okay, so you call up, you hear a message, this is PCJ, yada, 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 or blah, 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 or jingle, winga, winga, winga. And you can leave a message up to 3-4 minutes. And the message could be anything. It could be a greeting to someone, or a song that you'd like to have requested and dedicated to someone. It's very, very easy. So the phone number is, it's a phone number, by the way, in the UK. The phone number is set up in the United Kingdom. It is +44 20 32 86 1399. Once again, +44, which is for the United Kingdom, 20 32 86 1399. If you're calling from within the United Kingdom, you have to dial 020-3286-1399. And I suppose, of course, our listeners in the United Kingdom already know that. Anyway, you'll find out all this information and the phone number and everything at the PCJ website, pcjmedia.com. Just click on About PCJ and you will see the phone number there. Now, we only set it up a few days ago. Everything is working fine. It is a free number to call, unless, you're calling from outside the United Kingdom, but then long-distance charges apply. But considering how cheap long distance is today, you know, it's nothing. It's funny, you know, not too long ago, I was talking with someone, and, you know, I still remember a time, if you made a long distance call overseas, you'd call up and say, oh, this is happening, that's happening, goodbye, and it was over like in a few minutes. Today, you can call somebody up, talk for an hour, 2 hours, and it only costs, you know, under $3. It's amazing how much prices for things like that have dropped. Of course, they've dropped because there's much more competition. We have Skype, we have other IP phone services and everything. So, of course, the big, gigantic phone companies are going to lower the prices and, you know, and stuff like that. So, anyway, do call up +44 20 32 86 1399. 9-9-9-9. If you're calling from the UK, it's 020-3286-1399. Okay, time now for more music. Let's take a listen to a singer that we actually recorded the interview with a few months ago. We haven't used it yet. His name is Tom Gabel. He's from Germany. This is from a CD called Good Life. The song is called, a great song by the way, called Catch Me If You Can.
Dirty lies, but I'm wiser now. And I've been learning, and I don't believe your lullabies. Well, I'm stronger now. You will see. Fade away, for the tears to dry. And you were saying that I won't, that I won't find my way. Now I hear you cry. I've got a life to live.
From Germany, Tom Gabel from the CD Good Life with Catch Me If You Can. Kevin commented on something when that was playing. He said, you know, for the next James Bond film, they should get this guy to sing the theme. I think it would be great, don't you? He has that voice, and you know, the song that we just heard of sounds like it could actually suit a Bond film. Anyway, you're listening to Happy Station from PCJ. Last week on the show, we presented the first installment of Flash Frisbone, the DJ who just couldn't hold down a job. And we now bring you installment number two.
And now, the Aircheck Factory presents the amazing radio adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Floating Flash Frisbone, radio ace, America's most transient disc jockey. Floating Flash Frisbone, the jock that just can't keep a job. You'll remember last time, radio ace Floating Flash Frisbone was waiting for the next dog sled to take him from Stable Gun, Saskatchewan, where an avalanche had just struck the CHIT tower. As we tune in this month, the tower is now toppling in the direction where our hero is standing. Could this be the end? But wait, what's that? Off in the distance, the swish of helicopter blades. It's the KMPC traffic copter. In an effort to get away from the smog, they decided to head just a little north of L.A. until the air cleared and, well, Flash, not being one to pass up a free ride, hails the copter.
Hey, you guys!
And just in the nick of time. As the helicopter with Flash safely aboard begins heading south, the steel structure that was the tower of CHIT crashes down on the studios of Canada's only high-energy wall-to-wall station. The studios and record library of the 250-watt AM facility are completely destroyed at an estimated damage of $75.44. Luckily, disc jockey Ironjaw Palmer was not in the studios at the time of the destruction. He was floating a Ferranti and Teicher album while trying to make a date with Maggie Stanton, the station secretary. And so, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, is safe, but once again out of work. But not for long. On the floor of the KMPC traffic copter, he finds a copy of Broadcasting Magazine. As per usual, he begins reading it from back to front. Under Help Wanted Announcers, he reads,
"Are you a communicator? We need you. Popular media market talk show in early evenings." Early evenings? That's my favorite shift. Right, Box 94, Broadcasting Magazine. Hot dog!
And Flash immediately addresses one of the envelopes containing his audition tape and resume. As soon as he gets dropped off, he'll put it in the mail. And then it's just a matter of waiting. You know, it's a funny thing about radio. The station in the blind box ad turned out to be the same one that fired Flash just 2 weeks earlier. But things in broadcasting being what they are, Flash beat out the other two applicants, a dropout from the Matchbook School of Radio and TV, and the station's janitor. So we join Flash now at his first day back on the air at WYAP, Yammer Radio 94, in Keokuk, Iowa. Let's listen.
And the number is 245 TALK. That's 245 Talk on the Frizz phone. Hey, we had a big city council meeting last night. We got an open line tonight. Talk about anything you want to talk about at 245 TALK. And we have five open lines right now. So you can call right now. And there's five open lines. Hey, how about, what do you think about it? Who do you think should run for president? Huh? You think it should be Carter? Or what? 245 TALK, that's 245 Talk on the Frizz phone on WYAP in Keokuk. Hey, it's nice to be back. We have five open lines right now, and this is your show. This is open line tonight. Talk about anything. It's 245 TALK. It's 245 Talk. And what about the Olympics, huh? What do you think about that, eh? Was that right to thing to do? You think, where do you think we should have the Olympics? And it's 245 Talk TLK and Yammer Radio, Yap 94, and you got open lines right now. Five open lines. Listen, I think what we need is more taxes. You know, I mean, how do you think they pay for all that stuff that makes America great? You know, like the Lincoln Monument. You think they built that for free, huh? Huh? Let's raise the taxes. What do you say? What do you say, Keokuk? Let's raise the taxes, huh? Let's up those taxes, and, you know, I mean, so what? I mean, you know, let's and gasoline should be $3 a gallon, too, hey? 245, T-A-L-K, got five open lines. 245, T-A-L-K, free right now, call. Yeah, I think they should draft women. Sure, they should send them to the front lines. They want equal? They want equal? I'll give them equal. Hey, I mean, you know, wouldn't that make trench warfare interesting if we had women in the front lines, huh? Huh? What do you think of that? What do you think of that, Keokuk? Give me a call. 245 T-A-L-K. Come on, huh? Huh? You know what I think? I think you people are all deadheads. That's what I think. We got five open lines here, and nobody's calling, hey? You know, you wouldn't know how to talk if they paid you. Come on, call me. 245 T-A-L-K. This is the Frizz phone. It's your show. This isn't my show. It's your show. I mean, you know. You know what you guys are out there listening to the radio? You're nothing but a bunch of commie pinko fags. Yeah, you're probably sitting around playing with yourself. Instead of calling. You know, you can use those fingers for other stuff. Put them in a phone and call 245-TALK. You know? I mean, that's my opinion. What's yours? This is the Frizz phone. 245-TALK. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue, huh? You gonna call me or what? We got a call. Wait a minute. We got a call coming in on line one. Hello? Oh, this is a Frizz phone. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like a large with extra cheese and sausage and pepperoni and onions. So that's for John Bellanger. Hello?
Goodbye. All right, now look. All right, I told the clown that owns this poor excuse of a radio station, I told him, I said, there's two things. Two things that'll get me back on the air. Thing number one, you get rid of Bob's used cars, because he really took me for a ride in that Pinto. I'm not kidding you. I still say that was the lousiest deal I ever had. Okay, he said, we'll put him on in the earlier show. Okay, fine. And then I said, number two, you get me some good guests and some good topics. What does he give me? You know, he gives me this old stale stuff about the Olympics, this crap about the taxes. I mean, it's the same stuff that nobody ever called about before. You people are all deadheads. You people are all, listen, I mean, you know, I'm ready to use the F word. You people don't know nothing about what... got a call on line two. Hello, this is the Frizz phone.
Mr. Frizz phone, this is the general manager's office. You're fired.
I know I should have hired the janitor.
Well, it looks like our hero is out of work again, but totally undaunted.
Mom was right!
Join us next month for the further continuing...
I'm gonna kill myself!
Hopefully continuing adventures of... Floating Flash Frizzbone. Radio Ace. We hope to see you next month.
I'm gonna go stick my fingers in a transmitter. This isn't worth it.
And if Flash does do himself in, what will the recording studio do for the next 10 episodes that have been contracted? For answers to these and other poignant questions, join us next month for the further adventures of Floating Flash Frizzbone.
Another installment of Floating Flash Frizzbone, a series that we're going to bring you here on Happy Station during the summer. Now, that was something, of course, as I mentioned last week, some of you are saying to yourself, wait, I've heard that before. Well, you should if you listen to Media Network on Radio Netherlands with Jonathan Marks many years ago, because Jonathan had used some of them on Media Network for special programs. And there's a very, very interesting story behind them. So I decided, of course, to invite on the show the guy who sent these along. His name is Dave Marthouse. And my first question to him is, what's the story behind Flash Frizzbone?
Flash Frizzbone was created by a gentleman by the name of Gary Bourgeois. And Gary had worked in radio. The sad thing is he's no longer with us. He had some serious health problems and health issues all his life, and he passed away in the early part of this decade, I think around the 2003 or 2004 time frame. And Gary created Flash Frisbone back in the early days of 1980, and all those Flash series were sort of an extra bonus with an audio magazine that came out at the time called The Aircheck Factory, which was produced by a guy by the name of Tom Conard. And The Aircheck Factory was a series of air checks or recordings of radio stations around the United States. It was intended for distribution to fellow broadcasters around the country and fellow air check collectors and people who are really deeply into the creative side of broadcast radio. And Flash was sort of a bonus track that came with a series of those audio magazines.
The interesting thing about them is when you listen to them now, despite the fact that they were recorded over 25 years ago, they're still very relevant today. I mean, there's a number of radio stations out there that use the most strange formats, and they're probably around for about 2 hours and then do something else. And that's what Flash was all about, really, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, particularly that show we talked about in the past called WOP, or Weather-Oriented Pop, some of the weirdest formats in the world. In fact, I got to tell you, Keith, the first radio station that I ever worked at, and it can now be revealed that it was a station which still exists, by the way. It's owned by one of the major corporate radio companies in the United States, Clear Channel, WSUS Radio. And at the time, it was running a format called Town and Country, where the on-air personality would play a top 40 record followed by a country record. The owner and program director's rationale was, oh, we'll get the urban top 40 audience and the country audience all on the same radio station, and we'll double our cum and we'll double our time spent listening. It'll be incredible.
So wait a second. Let me get this straight. So, like, for example, one moment they would play Dolly Parton, the next minute they would play Eminem. That would be followed by maybe an Eddie Arnold song, followed by Celine Dion.
Exactly. And that was truly frightening. And I also, another weird thing, you'll love this. I came in one day and the new records, the new survey had just come out. Mind you, this is in the early 1980s, and I'm looking at the top 40 stuff. I'm looking at the country stuff. And in the country pile of records, we were still playing vinyl records at that time. In the country pile of records, I saw All Out of Love by Air Supply. And I said to my boss, I said to the PD, Tom, what the heck is this? This Air Supply is a country record? And he says, well, yeah, it's got a guitar in it. Sure, it's a country record. And I said, you got to be kidding.
That reminds me of a story a friend of mine told me many years ago by the name of, her name is Alexandra McHugh. She's from Missoula, Montana in the U.S. And she said when she was in her late teens, there was a local radio station that hired a new PD. And she said they knew something was up because all of a sudden on a Monday, the radio station changed format to, of all things, Petula Clark All the Time. She said lasted. Yeah. I mean, I love Petula Clark, but 24 hours a day? Anyway, she said the station lasted like that for about a week, and then all of a sudden the guy just disappeared.
Gee, I wonder why.
I wonder why.
Down.
Reach Out, I'll Be There by Petula Clark. Well, doing a cover version of a song made famous by the Four Tops. We're going to dedicate that song to the guy who came up with the all Petula format. And I was speaking there, of course, with Dave Marthouse. You can hear the full interview with Dave Marthouse on the August edition of Media Network Plus, where we talk about many, many different things, and that's coming up towards the end of the month. You're listening to Happy Station. Our email address is, well, we now have an email address specifically for this show. It's hs at pcjmedia.com. That's hs at pcjmedia.com. And of course, you can listen to all past editions of the program by going to our website, which is very simply www.pcjmedia.com. And one of the comments actually that came in not too long ago was somebody asking about music here in Taiwan. They want to hear music from Taiwan, but more specifically, they said, well, what was the Taiwan music scene like in the 1950s? I think we played this artist before on the show. She's still alive today. She's well into her 90s. Her name is Ge Lan. Her name in the English-speaking world was Grace Chan. In fact, in the 1950s, she even appeared on the Dinah Shore Show, as well as the Milton Berle Show and the Tonight Show with Steve Allen. She was originally born in Beijing, and then her family moved to Taiwan in 1949. She was a classically trained musician, but when she moved to Taiwan, she wanted to do American standards, you know, songs by Gershwin and stuff like that, and jazz and swing, and that's exactly what she did, and the stuff is fantastic. And, you know, a lot of people would think, oh, Taiwan music from the 1950s, you're probably thinking like traditional folk stuff. Well, you couldn't be so off, because in the 1950s here in Taiwan, there was a thriving jazz and swing scene here in Taipei. So we're going to take a listen out to Ge Lan with one of her early hits from 1952. And if it mistakes me, Kevin, this was an English song that was translated, but I cannot for the life of me think what it is. And I know that the title, if I mentioned it in the translation from Chinese to English, which is Come Over Here, Baby, or something like that. The English name of the song is something totally different, and I just can't think of it. So if there's anybody out there that knows the melody, let me know. hs at pcjmedia.com. Here's Ge Lan, otherwise known as Grace Chang.
白白溜掉，要宝贵光阴一分一秒，我来唱，你来跳，你 我来唱你来跳痛痛快快紧紧拥抱紧紧拥抱在今宵
PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 World Band receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new Sanjen ATS-909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time. And answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ATS909X at gmail.com. Again, that's ATS909X at gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck! The wonderful Manhattan Transfer with Trickle Trickle. Now, we did actually have the first two winners of the PCJ Summer Contest, and you're probably saying to yourself, wait a second, it's supposed to be one winner in June, July, and August, and then the grand prize in September. Well, we had such a big response that we decided to have two winners in June, July, and August. And the first two winners of the Texan DR920 are Jewel Murphy in Wollongong, New South West, Australia, and Mr. M. Muralidhar in Bangalore, India. So, Jewel and M, because you just put M as your first initial for your first name, so Jewel and M, congratulations to you. The Texan DR920 is on the way. Also, at the same time, there's a listener that we have in the United States by the name of Noble West, who listens to us quite fanatically. And we actually sent him a receiver. And this is just because of the amount of support that he's given to Happy Station and PCJ since 2009. We just sent off to him a Texan Green 88. Now, in the U.S., you may know that radio as the Grundig FR200. So, Noble, let us know when you receive it. Actually, the radio's not sent out yet, but it should be sent out in the next couple of days. Also coming up very soon, actually this weekend on the PCJ website, as you know, we've been doing a series of video reviews, which are a video supplement to Media Network Plus. We have a new one that we just finished shooting last weekend, and it'll be uploaded this weekend. And we're going to be looking at the Texan PL600. The Texan PL600, you can catch that at www.pcjmedia.com. And if you're going to be online, you know what? I would just go ahead and add us to your friends list on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media and Radio. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And while you're there, don't be afraid to add me as one of your friends. I don't bite. Well, not unless you really want me to. Just do a search for Little Old Me. And my first name is Keith, K-E-I-T-H. And my family name is spelled P-E-R-R-O-N. That's P-E-R-R-O-N. And I want to say a special happy hello to a listener of ours in, where is it? Sri Lanka. Is it Sri Lanka or is it India? In India, actually. I'm sorry, but I cannot pronounce your name. I really know that I should actually try to work it out, but when I did try to pronounce it before we recorded the show, it sounded very silly. But your first initial of your name is S. So you know who you are, I think, unless there's many people out there with the name S, but I think, you know, you added me, I think it was on the weekend or something like that. Anyway, special hello to you. We're going to dedicate the next song to you and to all those who joined the PCJ Facebook page. We're going to take a listen to a group from Japan called Village V. The song is called See You here on Happy Station. And with that song by Village V, with a song called You See, we've come to the end of this edition of the program. It's been a lot of fun to have you with us. Once again, our email address is HS, that stands for, of course, Happy Station, at pcjmedia.com. That's HS at pcjmedia.com. Also, and I didn't get to all the details today because I totally forgot. With all the gremlins that we had with the recording of this week's show, it totally slipped my mind. But next week, I'm going to be telling you about two new Happy Station PCJ partner stations. So stay tuned for that, and that'll be in next week's show, including the third installment of Flash Frisbone, the silliest DJ who ever lived. Oh, right. What else was there? I think that was it. That was all for now, right? Yeah, it is. That's it. We have to leave you. All right. So, on behalf of our wonderful technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Perron, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 World Band receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new Sanjen ATS-909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time, and answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ATS909X at gmail.com. Again, that's ATS909X at gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck!